St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome into our Grassroots Show here tonight. It's local music on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob Cup with you, Utah Burgess as well. Got to give a big shout out to the Noble Hops, first of all. More Josie Award nominations. Boy, I don't know. It might be more of a tux now for you guys to get out of Nashville.
They make sleeveless tux. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We've got three of them now, but the landing that Song of the Year nomination was pretty huge. Wow, pretty excited about that.
That's got to feel really good, man. Congratulations on that for a song that you write that makes connections like that. And I'll tell you what, you shared a pretty awesome story, too, about somebody coming up to you after, you know, hearing you play and just the performance and presence. That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, that was really cool. I've been riding that one for a while. And then when the nomination hit and all that, I'm like, I got to share this. And I ran into the guy again.
Okay.
And he remembered me, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So, and he's a musician himself.
Okay.
So, he plays, I believe he plays in a band called Johnny Karate, which is with Jack Stevenson.
Oh, okay.
I've not seen him yet, but yeah. Just the name right there, Johnny Karate, should probably tell you all you need to know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So is there a date yet for the Josie Awards? Usually
it's September? September 19th, I believe. It's 19th okay. or 20th.
Okay.
That's Sunday.
Yeah.
Now you got me looking, so it is the 20th, yeah. September 20th.
But they hold this down at the Opry, right?
The Grand Ole Opry, yeah. And there's a lot of it's funny because that Song of the Year nomination also in that category is Sour Mashes. Sour Mash is in that with their song No More.
Oh, right.
And Eden on Fire with their song The Villain.
Wow.
So right here, within this 2-mile stretch, there's three bands with a Song of the Year nomination. Well, it's pretty cool.
Here
in Western Pennsylvania.
Puts a little exclamation point on what we're talking about and trying to profess every single
day. It really does. I agree with that. Yeah, what you and I have been talking about for all these years, it's real.
Yeah.
This is a hell of a scene here.
Yeah, it really is. So, well, we're honored to be able to share a little bit of it for a little over an hour every Sunday night. And tonight we're going to cloud the waters, if you will. We will be visiting with Mike Sims, who is part of the act Cloud the Waters. And within the last month or maybe 5 weeks, they just dropped a new album called Lucky Unlucky, and he's going to tell us about that and the story surrounding it. Concept album, which is pretty cool. So that's something unique and kind of a lost art almost in some fashions now, simply because of the way music is released. It's neat to hear a full album concept coming our way.
Yeah, I mean, our friends in Stage of Dreams had that big concept album. In fact, I think I just saw they're doing a big show up in Cleveland here coming up. Too, so I think they're going to be breaking that back out, and they've had some lineup changes, but yeah, that's still around. And last week's guests too, Brotherhood of the Jam, I think kind of had some concept stuff with their album as well. So it's, I don't know, maybe something's coming back.
Hey, maybe full circle, we always say, you know, it does. So yeah, well, I'd love to see that Stage of Dreams opera again. I mean, that was such a fantastic
great show.
Yeah, it was really cool stuff. So, well, we'll visit with Mike coming up, but hey, if you want to see some of this local music on display, well, you're going to have the perfect opportunity with multiple events that are coming up. And of course, don't forget a Rock Done Right tour stop coming up the end of the month. In fact, it's coming up this coming weekend. Corey's crew is going to be at the Big Butler Fairgrounds.
Yeah, that's a full day of they got the bike ride, the bike run, a car show, and have all kinds of vendors and speakers. Live music. The band Thieves is going to be playing as the bikes come back in from the ride. And then Gary Burke is going to be hitting the stage, followed by Kofay Anderson. So it's going to be quite a full day of just remembering. You know, as we're recording this today, actually, it was 2 years ago that the tragic events took place at the farm show grounds. So, you know, I'm going to pay tribute to Corey and community. Family and all of that. So hopefully you can make it out there. Visit coreyscruise.com and get your tickets and hope to see you out.
remembering Corey Comparator for that. And of course, next Rock Done Right Tour stop coming up, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, will be at Cooper's Lake August 20th through 22nd. I was just driving past there this past week and saw some of the tents starting to pop up as they get ready for Pensac, but that's always ahead of the Band Jam. But the Band Jam will be there, the singer-songwriter in the round. And right now, if you go to thebandjam.com, you can see all of the musicians that will be a part of that and more. And of course, Ram Automotive presenting the singer-songwriter in the round. That opens up the event Thursday, August 20th, and that part of it is absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, and it's a pretty eclectic group this year, I think, for the singer-songwriter, so that's going to be pretty interesting. And yeah, the whole lineup is there, the schedule, so make sure you check that out. And but sitting in between Corey's Cruise and the Band Jam, we still have the Moraine State Regatta coming up, and we've got two full days of music right there. We're kicking things off Saturday with Samantha Sears.
Wow.
A longtime friend of the show. Noble Hops are going to be doing an acoustic set there. Highway Moon. We got Morgan Gruber. And a really fun 80s band called Mr. Miyagi is going to take it out on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we got Ben and Isabel Valisek.
Oh, my.
And then we got the original Zucco Bubblegum Band. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then they're going to have the Butler County Orchestra out there, too. Doing a whole kind of America 250 show. So it's going to be really cool.
That's the rock orchestra?
Yeah. Or no. The Butler County Symphony.
Oh, the Symphony. Yeah, yeah. Symphony Orchestra. Wow. So, and that's August 1st and 2nd,
yes,
right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, then the week following that, you can head up to Carn City.
There you go.
And head up on Blueberry Hill for the annual Music for the Cure, and that's going to be a doozy. As a matter of fact, we're going to be having one of the acts in the Thursday before that on the 6th to kind of promote that, because they're coming from out of town. But that'll be a fun event, always a good time, 1 to 11 up on the hill. So look up Music for the Cure and the sessions at Blueberry Hill and get your tickets for that and support the cause. And then you get a week off, and then it's the Band Jam at thebandjam.com. So, man, it's going to be a great stretch of opportunity to get out, support local, a lot of entities in different fashions, and, of course, surrounding the music. You got to love that.
Yeah, and right here, Western Pennsylvania, we got it going on.
Really do. Really do. Well, let's get into some music before we find out about Cloud the Waters. And here's something unique. Speaking of the Josie Awards, of course, and the Noble Hops get some support from Michael Stover. We've spoken to Mr. Michael Stover on this show quite a bit, who is a great promoter and is involved in MTS Records and more, and has had a lot of his acts receiving really some national recognition, but also Josie Awards winnings and nominations. But Michael has put his voice out at this particular time with, an act he's calling Michael St. Over. And he's got a really cool new song called Ride Sweet Angel that is being dropped on July 31st via MTS Records. And I think you're going to be blown away about with regard to Michael's voice. I already played this on my Rock Fabrique show because as soon as I heard it, it was like, whoa, this fits right in there. It's a really cool song. Well done. Congratulations, Michael.
Yeah, Michael St. Over, that's way better than St. Anger.
Yeah, well, that's right. Right? Oh, a ton better.
Yeah, and hey, we were already talking about it, and I appreciate everything that MTS has done for the Noble Hops over the last year and a few months. So we're going to play The Trunk, that song nominated by the Josies for this year for Rock Duo Rock Group Song of the Year.
So. How about it? Congratulations on that. Let's give it a listen here tonight. It's the Grassroots Show, our opening segment, being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler. Make sure you have voted today on the Grassy. Even if you're just starting, we've got a lot of time to go yet for the decisions to be made. And it's a simple once a day vote at 977rocks.com. You can go through, play all 12 songs, pull out your favorite and vote for it.
Yeah, there's still a week and a half to go.
That's right. And it's important for you to vote. 977rocks.com and the Meat Locker Recording Studio and Jim Harpell are going to award the winning act as voted on by you, the listener.
So cool.
An opportunity to go record. Mixed, masked, completely done at Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler. Mastered is what I was trying to mix, mastered, and engineered the whole kit and caboodle.
Everything. One complete song.
That's right. A Grassy Award-winning studio at that.
Three times.
That's right. It's here tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Train to nowhere, bought a ticket on a one-way ride, stares out the window, her reflection starts to cry. 17 and yet she seems much older, shooting poison through her juvenile veins. Someone told her it would help to ease the pain.
Haunted by the feeling that my whole time would come. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with Butterfly Pea Tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We appreciate you spending some of your Sunday night with us to talk and hear about local music. And we want to thank Cummings Candy and Coffee and their four locations to serve you, who are also presenting not only this segment of the show, but our Band Jam Center Stage. We take a look inside every Friday morning, a little after 7:30 in the morning on The Rock Show. A look inside the Band Jam and the artists and musicians who will be there. So look forward to a few more of those, because we are
just a handful more.
We are closing in. Coming. Yeah. It's coming quick, huh? Do you have your tickets? TheBandJam.com. And you could have had an opportunity to win one of five pairs of tickets this past Thursday, if you were paying attention. If you missed that, well, there'll be one more coming up in August, so a little teaser there. We are going to find out about Cloud the Waters and a new album that they have dropped. And we are going to visit here this morning with Mike Sims from the Butler area, who is the front man in the band.
Yes, hello, everybody.
Mike, good
great
to have
to
you
be here.
The show.
Yeah. Thank you for having me and supporting local music. I just have to say, this is the best radio station that I've heard in a long, long time. So
we're certainly honored to hear that. So, and we're happy to be able to share your music here. Lucky Unlucky is the name of the album, and you've just dropped that here in the last month, right?
Yes, June 11th, I put it out. So okay. It is pretty brand
new. Pretty fresh, yep. Pretty fresh. Well, we're going to find out the details of that in a little bit. Went behind recording it, and I think you're going to find a pretty neat story surrounding this, because it's kind of old school Utah, a concept album.
I know.
That's a lost art nowadays, isn't it? first of all, let's find out about Mike. You're a Butler area resident, Butler grad, is that right?
Yes, I grew up in Butler. I graduated high school in Butler. I lived in Pittsburgh for a little while, but mostly I've been here, and I've been playing music since, I don't know, I was 15 years old and joined a bad punk band and a couple bad other bands for a while, and kicked around and, you know, been in about a dozen different bands and, you know, just playing music as much as I can and recording. I, you know, also record music professionally from time to time, and I have my own home studio. So
okay,
it's kind of my background.
Yeah. What led you to pick up an instrument? What did you first play? I mean, you know, everybody talks about playing guitar. Was that kind of Mike Sims' route?
You know, there's actually kind of an interesting story. I guess I'll go into it a little bit. My friends actually heard me, like, this was when I was 15. Mm-hmm. My friends heard me. I was sitting in lunch, and I happened to be singing, for some reason, a Cream White Room.
Okay.
And my buddy was in a band, and he heard me singing. He was like, oh, we're kind of looking for a new singer, so would you want to try out? So that's kind of how it all started. I didn't know how to play a single instrument. I just went in and sang, and that's where it all came to be. I eventually started to learn how to play guitar, and I realized that I really loved it. But there was a moment, because I was kind of shy whenever I was that age, 15, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
it's a strange age. but I specifically remember this moment, sitting on the bus going to school and trying to mull it over. I was just asked to be in the band, and I was like, I'm really nervous about this. I don't know if I want to do this. I don't really like, didn't really like being the center of attention or anything. Okay. So I wasn't sure if I could. So then I just decided, like, okay, whatever happens, happens. Like, I just need to give this a shot. And it was, I know, I remember the day perfectly. And ever since then, it's been going and going.
Found you could do this kind of thing.
Huh? Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's an interesting challenge, though, to be, hey, you're going to be the focal piece of our band here.
Right. I'll tell you, the first show I played, I did not move a muscle, and I stared straight at the ground the entire show.
I've been to several of those shows.
Well, but I would imagine the more you did it, the more comfortable you became.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you get a little bit of the stage banter. You get to figure out how to talk to people. You know, the more you do it, the easier it gets. But, you know, it's still, every time you get a little bit nervous before you get on stage. Yeah. But it's so fun to play in front of people.
Well, I just saw a band out of New York that I had no clue about, but I just saw them over the weekend. And I guess they've been together for 24 years.
Oh, wow.
And they had a female lead singer. And she never spoke a word. The bass player did all the talking. But she had a powerful voice. But it was just kind of interesting. Some people are really good at that banner, and maybe some people, I guess, aren't.
Yes, absolutely. You know? Yeah, and I've been in a couple of bands where I wasn't the lead singer. I was just, you know, upright bass player or something like that, where I had to, you know, sometimes step in and be the one to do that, you know, playful banter and keep things moving along. So over the years, and plus working at a studio, you kind of had to figure out how to be personable with people and, you know, produce people in the right direction without being too, you know, forceful or, you know, you have to be somewhat likable.
Yeah,
I hope that I'm somewhat likable.
So you've played stand-up bass even, huh?
Yeah. I learned that for another friend that I went to high school for. His upright bass player left. You might have heard of them before. They played in Pittsburgh for years and years, and they won like Folk Artist of the Year a couple years in a row. The Armadillos.
Okay.
I joined them, and that's also kind of an interesting story because I'd never even touched an upright bass. I came into practice one time and tried it out, and I could barely keep up. I mean, it's so hard to even press the strings down. So I went home. I don't think they had any expectations that I was going to end up joining the band, but I tried as hard as I could, came back, and was good enough to, you know, pass the test. And I spent a couple years playing in that band and another band called Bonnie and the Mere Mortals.
So
is the technical term for an upright bass a double bass?
Oh, see, you might be asking the wrong person. Right. I know how to play it. I don't know.
I'd be curious
some of the details.
I think it's different, but that would have to be a Google thing.
Well, for somebody that really didn't have that musical experience until somebody heard you singing in cafeteria time period.
Right.
You obviously have to be proficient with regard to some musical talents because you've been able to pick things up.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. I'm glad that I have that ability and talent, but I don't know where it comes from. I can't say that it's hard work necessarily because, sometimes I'm a little lackadaisical with my practice.
The double bass, also known as the upright bass.
Okay.
The acoustic bass. All right, there we go.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Kind of curious myself about that.
Now I know what that thing
is. Just learned something here.
Yeah.
How about that?
Now I know what that thing is that's sitting in my living room.
The double bass, A good display item, no doubt. I'm sure that's a conversation piece.
Absolutely. It's a little bit big. I actually borrowed it from a friend, and I keep on asking him, like, do you want to take this back? You know, it's kind of, you know, it's right in the middle of everything. Yeah. It would be helpful, but you know, I traded him a guitar for it, and he likes the guitar. So
being that you didn't have that musical experience, what kind of music were you influenced by? What do you draw from as you perform now?
Okay, so, I mean, going way back, the first album I was ever introduced to when I was 8 years old, mind you, was Nirvana Nevermind.
Okay.
And the Presidents of the United States of America. Now, gotcha. I wouldn't say those are necessarily my influence, but that's where I started.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, I would say for me, I was really into Pink Floyd. I was really into Radiohead. I had a frame of time where I really listened to Elliott Smith and some songwriters like that. But I also really love anything from the 60s, like, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Talking Heads, Brian Eno, David Bowie. You know, I could go on and on and on. They're,
songwriters, though, obviously. Yes. You get the connection there.
Right, yes. I've always been a sucker for lyrics and the meaning of things, you know. Okay. That's why I loved Pink Floyd like that. I listened to The Wall every day whenever I was going to school in high school, and it was like, it was just so satisfying to hear somebody that had some kind of the same issues that I had. It made me feel like I wasn't as much of an alien or an outcast, and that's kind of like what led me into wanting to do music. It was maybe I'll be able to do this for somebody else someday. I hope.
Yeah, good stuff. Visiting with Mike Sims, we're talking about the new album from Cloud the Waters, Lucky Unlucky, and we're going to dive kind of head first into that coming up here in just a couple of moments. A concept album, no doubt, but you recorded this, you said, at, you have a little home studio?
Yes, it's, I mean, if you can call it a studio, it's basically just a bedroom that I was put up some mics and a drum kit. You know, it's not the best equipment in the world. I had to figure out a way to get things to work and sound good in that scenario, but it I think it ended up working out. And, you know, it took us a while to figure out how to do the writing process, because I did this with my very good friend Steve, and also my, you know, mortal enemy at times. You know, he was we had a very interesting relationship. He said a lot of times that you know, there's nobody that I would take a bullet for, but also, you know, want a punch in the face. So,
well, that sounds like a band. Are you talking?
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah. So it took us about, you know, I don't know, maybe a year of just kind of trying to play around and see what worked and what stuck, because he had a whole different, you know, he came from a whole different background. He liked heavier stuff. He liked Tool and Sabbath and Nine Inch Nails and, sorry, I'm going to be not remembering some of them, but he was came from that school. So figuring out how to, you know, combine the things that we liked about all of the music that we pulled from, it was a process. It took us about a year before we got to that first song that was like, oh, okay, I think maybe we have something. Okay. And then it kept going like, oh, okay, maybe we can make a concept out of this. So
the dominoes started to fall.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about Lucky, because we want to get into the album, because it is a concept album. And obviously Lucky Unlucky is the name of it. Tell us, lead us to the story of the first song we're going to play called Lucky.
Okay. So the way that I would frame this song is it's kind of, I guess it's the introduction into the protagonist, if you will, the main character. I want people to interpret things for themselves to an extent, but the basic framework of it, I will say he's kind of, you know, somebody that thinks that he was given a bad hand in life, you know, like he feels necessary, maybe that he's unlucky and that he's owed something. So it kind of forces him to go into this idea that the framework of the album is about, which is kind of making a deal, if you will, with a devil, an entity, or what have you. It's not, that's just the framework. The symbolism goes beyond that, but just so you understand, that's where we were coming from. That's what we wrote about. So this is the introduction of, you know, how he's felt, how he views the world, how he feels slighted a little bit, and just kind of sets you up for where it's going to go, so you understand his character.
Where is this placed in the album? Is this early? Is this the first song? Is this the intro to that thought process?
Right. This is the first song. Okay. So this is the beginning of it all.
All right. So we're starting at the beginning of Lucky Unlucky with Mike Sims here tonight. Cloud the Waters, and this is the song Lucky. And we'll follow that up with Simple Creature, and we'll let Mike explain that when we come back. It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Thank you. Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with Butterfly Pea Tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on our Grassroots Show here tonight, we're visiting with Mike Sims of Cloud the Waters. And this segment being brought to you by our friend Bill Damiano of Music from the 412, and of course, Build the Scene and the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Yes, and our thoughts go out to his wife and daughter also, who are in a very, very bad car accident.
Oh, I did not know this.
So thoughts to them. They're home and resting, but okay. He sent me the pictures of the car.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Bill, our thoughts are with you and the family. I'm glad everybody is on the recovery. That's scary stuff.
It is.
Well, we appreciate Bill being involved in the music scene in the fashion that he is.
So pay attention out there.
Yeah.
Be careful driving.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's mayhem out there at times in this world we live in nowadays. Lucky, unlucky. I would say that they were unlucky that they were involved, but lucky they're recovering.
Right.
We're talking with Mike Sims of Cloud the Waters, and we just heard a song following Lucky called Simple Creature. Give us the details as we progress through the story.
Okay, so Simple Creature is sort of the point in the album. It's the fifth song, fourth song, I might be wrong.
Okay.
But it's the middle of the album where you get the devil sort of entity that I talked about before. It kind of is the song where it's from his perspective or her perspective, excuse me, where it's kind of showing that you know, like I am in control here. Like I am the one that's, you know, making decisions. Like you were going to submit to me, essentially. Okay. Like you thought you had control. You thought you were making a good gamble and that you were going to get what you wanted. But like I'm showing you that, you know, like you're just a simple creature, you know, like I can toy with you. You're not as, you know, you're not this big shot that you thought you were, maybe, you know.
Huh. Interesting. How many songs are on this album?
11.
There are 11 songs. And so you progress through this, you build up the entity who is Lucky and the apparent deal that was made, right, and go through that process to the end. And I think we'll leave that for further detail as we get into the album a little more. But you mentioned you recorded with your friend Steve. Give us a little background of Steve. Was a classmate at Butler with
you?
Yes,
he was a classmate and you know, a really, really, really great friend for years and years. We decided to make this album after he was out west. He came back. He worked really, really hard to get really good at guitar and get ready for this album because he really wanted to make something. And unfortunately, throughout the process, he got sick while we were making the album. So this album is also a little bit of a tribute for him. That's one of the reasons why there are 11 songs on the album, because 11 was his favorite number.
Okay.
We completely recorded everything, and then I was getting into the mixing process, and I had finished one song, and he kind of had an episode that ended up in the hospital. So while I was down there and visiting with him, I'm thankful to say that I had a really great moment where I was able to let him listen to the one song that I had done. And, you know, he was mouthing the words and he was just really enjoying. So that meant the absolute world to me that I was able to get him to hear a little bit. I wish he was here now, because you guys would be having a much more interesting interview. Trust me. But he, great guy. You know, like I said, he was a pain at times. This is just common knowledge, but you know, like I said, we got into fights all the time. We fought about music. Here's an interesting story. In the studio, he had a little counter, because I kind of, like, I did a lot of producing, and he would produce me whenever I was playing, and I would produce him. And he had a little counter of, you know, jokingly, how many times that Mike offended Steve or hurt his feelings. There's the notebook that I have at home that has little cross marks on it, you know, and it was up to like 15 or something by the end of it. But I thought that was hilarious. Yeah.
So you had that love-hate relationship, but you were blending this together to make this concept album happen.
Yes, yeah. And it did take a lot of exploring before we got to the point where we could agree on things. You know, especially since we had such a wide difference in, you know, the kind of music that we liked.
Sure.
And just, you know, whenever you're recording with somebody, it's kind of hard to figure out in the beginning, like, okay, how do you write these lyrics? How do you write this song? Or somebody has a riff, or somebody has an idea, and how do you go about it? Mm-hmm. The lyrics actually were put together in an interesting way. We both had a part in it. Basically, we'd have a song structure like Simple Creature, mm-hmm, and we had a feeling to it. We had no idea what we wanted it to be about. So a lot of times I would just get on the mic and play it and make up words that, you know, just, you know, stream of consciousness that came out. Sometimes they would be words. Sometimes they would just be noises that, you know, kind of sounded like words. And then we would go back afterwards and we both sit there with a notebook. And we would write down, you know, okay, I kind of think I heard this, I kind of think I heard that. And then we would compare the notes and then decide, okay, that's a good line that you have there. That's a good line that I have here. Maybe this song is about this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll write it together and go over every word.
Yeah. Neat evolution, though.
I mean, yeah.
That's really cool. So Cloud the Waters, the band name, where did that come from?
So Cloud the Waters, we wanted to do something involving fishing a lot, because actually a lot of the song names and things, well, the working titles of the song names came from us fishing all the time. I always went, we went fishing with me and my dad, and we'd sit there and talk about, you know, you're out in the boat for 8 hours, so you talk about pretty much everything. So that's where that originally came from. We both really like the movie A River Runs Through It. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but at the end there's a monologue that have just really affected both of us. So we were trying to come up with something to kind of do an allusion to that a little bit, but one day we just came up with Cloud the Waters, and I had imagery of, you know, us being out on the boat, and it just kind of made sense to do that. Hmm. Even the album cover has a picture of from. Part of a picture is from us being out on the boat together. Oh. I used in the photo.
Okay, cool stuff. So you progress through this story.
Yes.
Is the ending explained, or is it up for listener interpretation?
I would say that I would hope that it's up for listener interpretation. The way that I kind of see it is it all comes to a head. There's the big conflict. There's a challenge by the main character to the antagonist. And the first song is called Lucky. The last song is called Unlucky, hence Lucky Unlucky.
Okay.
And yeah, I would want the listener to try and to decide themselves if this character and everything that he's been through by the time you get to the end, if he is lucky or if he is unlucky to have gone through this process.
Okay. And the album is now out. Yes. Where can people find it if they'd like to find out more?
You can find it pretty much anywhere with streaming, you know, YouTube, Spotify, help me out. What are some of the other ones? You know, pretty much all the ones that Apple, iTunes, yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
So whatever platform you use.
Exactly. You'll find. Thank you for the assist.
You did all of this in your own studio, and you said Steve's a guitarist. Obviously, you do vocals.
Yes.
Were you the one filling in the rest, or did you bring anybody else in, or is this all you two in particular?
We had thoughts of bringing in somebody else, but it never came to be. So I filled in most of the other, you know, all the other instruments for the most part. I'm not trying to, but you know, I played bass and did the vocals. Like you said, I had to learn how to play drums well enough to actually record this, because beforehand I could keep a beat, but I was no drummer. So I had to take a good, just like the upright bass sort of thing, I had to take a good month or two playing these strange time signatures that we came up with and try to just like, can I just get through this song at first? And then eventually, you know, I got a little bit more confident and better at it. But you know, all of the synthesizers and everything, it all done in a bedroom.
Okay, right here in good old Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That's great stuff. Mike Sims, Lucky Unlucky is the name of the album. Cloud the Waters is the name of the band. And obviously in remembrance of your good friend, yes, Steve Haley.
Thank you for that.
But I'm interested to hear maybe where it goes from here for you in particular. I mean, obviously you plan to stay doing music and presenting music.
Absolutely. I don't think I can stop making albums. It's just not in me, I don't think. I don't know if I'll continue along the vein of the Cloud the Waters moniker. Mm-hmm. I might go back to my original like solo stuff, which was called Lake Effect Drag.
Okay.
I might make something for that, or I might do something completely different, just to, you know, switch things up.
Yeah, just depending on where the writing leads you, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
I like the Lake Effect Drag name, though. That's pretty cool sounding.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It kind of had to do with, if I may explain,
yeah, please.
You know, we're in that lake effect snow area,
mm-hmm,
and I kind of always had this idea that there's like a sort of shared feeling, you know, that we all sort of have growing up in this atmosphere, growing up where we live in Western Pennsylvania and everything. I don't know if what exactly I would call it, but I kind of wanted to draw off of that idea, the drag, you know, of the lake effect area.
Yeah. Neat stuff. Mike, appreciate you coming in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me.
And again, the album, Lucky Unlucky from Cloud the Waters. Check it out, support his cause, and keep an ear out for more, and keep us up to date with what you've got going on, too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
So here we go. We've got the game. Tell us a little bit about that, because we've got to fill in the blanks here. We've got the game and then The Fall, which are part of the album. Tell us about these songs.
Okay, so the game is also from the view of the antagonist, the devil, if you will, he made the deal with. It's kind of a, it's kind of, there's lines in it like, I'm the moth and you're the flame. It's similar to Simple Creature to an extent where it's kind of showing that, you know, like, I have all of the control here. Like, you are just, you know, you're in for a ride, essentially, is what it comes down to.
You're the pawn in my game.
Exactly, yes. So it's elaborating a little bit more on that, but from a little bit of a different perspective. And just kind of, it's almost kind of like he's, the antagonist is toying with him and trying to say, like, you know, I think it's funny that you think this, and I think it's funny that you feel this way, you know, whenever you don't have any control. So that's what the game is about, essentially. And then The Fall is sort of, this is the point where the main character is at his lowest. You know, he kind of realizes that he doesn't, you know, he's not in control, and he made a bad deal, and he's kind of, you know, searching for some sort of escapism, which can manifest in many different ways. Like, for example, like an addiction of sorts, which, you know, if you live in this town, you have been affected by, you know, somebody that's been affected by it. So I thought it would be a good thing to kind of talk about that a little bit on a more serious note, not to bum everybody out.
Yeah, but, right.
You know, it's part of the album. It's part of the story. I wanted it to be, we wanted it to be as human as possible. So we didn't want to roll out anything. We just wanted it to be whatever it became. And, you know, it is a concept album about this story and different people, which is something that we've never done before. I've never done before. But, you know, you can't, a little bit of things you've experienced always comes through the music because it's being made through you. So you can't be completely objective and detached from it. So, you know, there's a little bit of shared experiences going on in it as well.
And then you get to listen to the end and determine for yourself
exactly
whether he was lucky or unlucky. Cloud the Waters. Mike, thanks again for the visit.
Appreciate it.
Here's the game and the fall from Cloud the Waters tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You won't ever find your way out.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, mark that calendar for Thursday, August 27th for a night of country music at Quality Life Services featuring Gary Burke III. That's at their Shakora location, 160 Medical Center Road, from 6 to 9 p.m. It's free on the lawn. Bring a chair, Thursday, August 27th. Join the Needs Hotel Band for a free outdoor concert as part of the Sirius Shriners Miller Lite Thunder Thursday Summer Music Series on Thursday, July 23rd from 6:30 to 9 with Tim Hadley, Jim McCullough, Fred DeLue, Ed Jonet joining Mr. John Vento on stage. The Needs Hotel Band, a past Grassy Award winner. 2B's Acoustic are headed to Salisbury, Pennsylvania on Saturday, July 25th to the Tall Pines Distillery, Mason-Dixon Highway in Salisbury from 6 to 9 p.m. The 8th Annual Music for the Cure comes to Sessions at Blueberry Hill, 124 Maple Road in Carn City, Saturday, August 8th from 1 to 11, featuring the Bluebirds, Dinner Bell Road, and special guests Highway Moon, Back East, Heyday, and Those Guys, with special acoustic performances by Jennifer Lynn Baker. Check out the Facebook page. And don't forget about the Moraine Regatta coming up the week before that. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, July 24th, join the Noble Hops Acoustic at Irish Cousins in Erie at 6 p.m. On Saturday, July 25th, the House Concert Series continues at the Fieldhouse in Cabot, featuring Isaac Cole at 7 p.m. And, of course, a Rock Done Right tour stop Saturday, July 25th is Corey's Cruise at the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Check out Corey'sCruise.com. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, our Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And thanks to Experience Butler County, yes, presenting our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year. And we are helping them present this final segment of the show tonight, along with our friends at Two Man Happy Hour up in Erie. Of course, Experience Butler County presenting the Band Jam. Make sure you get your tickets, thebandjam.com. Our stage sponsor is Bricks and Minifigs Butler. Ticket sponsor, Back Home Barbecue and Brew. And they are going to be at the Band Jam with some of their eats and their brews. Yep. So make sure you check that out. Ram Automotive for the singer-songwriter in the round, Thursday, August 20th as well. And, of course, our center stage presented by Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Yeah, and Jazz's Rock and Road Show. Hopefully you've been paying attention. He's been posting a lot of snippets from his trip down to the South Pole there. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool. And then, of course, music from the 412. Hopefully you caught our Noble Hops episode on there, Rocky's Rock and Roll Symphony. And then he did that whole crossover episode where him, Jazz, and myself sat there and kind of talked about how we recorded some of the songs, like The Trunk, at Jazz's studio.
Cool. Make sure you check that out. It's some of the fantastic programming that you can find on Music from the 412. And, of course, Jazz's Rock and Road Show. He'll take you all over the world. And when we say that, yeah, even Antarctica. It's amazing. Thanks as well to Erie Distillery. Also, Butler County Veterans in Need, Liberty Corner Tavern, Quality Life Services, some of the sponsors of our Band Jam this year, thebandjam.com. Don't forget Butler Area Society of Homebrewers. The Bash Tent will be back. And with the new stage location, the Bash Tent kind of moved a little closer.
You don't have to miss the show.
Yeah, you can literally stand at the Bash Tent and see the musicians, where before at the old stage location, that was kind of hidden down over the hill. And you could hear it, but still, there was a hill distracting it and people distracting it. So now you still get that full vision. That's the magic of that new stage.
You were disconnected from it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I like this new layout. It's awesome.
It really is.
Except according to one person.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people like that spot on the hill, I guess, and I get that, but I think if they come back and got used to it, you know, it's just like anything else. Sometimes something new takes some getting used to. And, of course, the Bash Tent is a primary fundraiser that night for our friends.
Yeah, Fostering Music. Fostering Music. We've got a big event coming up to help Fostering Music as well. We're doing another anniversary party at the Penn Theater with the Rock Station, kind of doing one of those themed nights where we're going to have a bunch of musicians and just playing some good old music that you hear every day on the Rock Station or WBUT or whatever. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming November 6th. So mark your calendars for that right now.
Yeah, there you go. A little inside scoop there for you. And, well, we've got a couple more songs to go here. And since we are voting for the Grassy, you have until July 31st, Friday, July 31st, to vote once a day, 977rocks.com on our 12 acts that are up for nomination. We're going to play you the reigning champs until they, well, they won't be handing the crown over because they get to keep their wonderfully created Linda Weber prize. But there will be another one, but they will hand over the opportunity to be the reigning champion for the next year to whoever you vote for. 977rocks.com. We're talking about the Ragged Company and their song Rust Belt Rhythm, which is the reigning Grassy Award-winning song.
And this is a band that took advantage of Jim Harpell's offer at the Meat Locker Recording Studio, and they recently did record a song there. Looking forward to hear that. Like I said this once before, it'd be kind of funny if that song that they recorded there ended up being a Grassy Award winner down the road. You know that, how that all goes full circle.
Yeah, right.
So that'd be pretty cool. And all you bands out there, don't let off the pedal. I can tell you that right now. Now, I have no idea what the stats are. I've completely withdrawn myself from this entire thing process. But I just know from years past, you got to vote. You got to vote every single day. And we're going to take the show out with some Eden on Fire. I just want to give a big shout out to them. They invited the Noble Hops up to do a show with them in Waterford last week. And what a great time. So thank you. And we're going to play their latest single, Queen Bee.
All right. Eden on Fire and the Ragged Company. And we'll do it again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock on the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Yeah, and I also noticed here, Bob, that both those bands will be at this year's Band Jam.
Oh, isn't that ironic? Well, check that out. Yeah, get your tickets, thebandjam.com.
Stop. With no loving in our souls,
Station, 97.7.
Walking down the street.